Before, you were listening to Don Harkins interviewing Eric and thebushconnection.com, but this hour, as Don so nicely introduced the show, is we're going to have Dr. Chad Rolfson. He is a chiropractor in Iowa and happens to be the son of a chiropractor. He has three beautiful children, and for the past couple of years, he has been educating his community about every 3 months, giving a presentation, a two-hour educational presentation on vaccinations, because he believes that most people simply don't know a lot of information about vaccines, and they're certainly not going to get it from their pediatrician. So he, you know, being the father of three unvaccinated children and never having vaccines himself, he has witnessed the vital health in his own family compared to many of his patients and other people in the community that have submitted their children to the ever-increasing vaccination program as recommended by the CDC. So, I mean, every year they are recommending more and more shots. And most people don't realize that when you add them up, the 2007 schedule, you add up the separate vaccines. Many of them are 3-in-1, like the pneumococcal is an 8-in-1. It actually, by the time your child enters kindergarten, they will have 110 vaccines pumped into their system if they follow the schedule. So it's a huge medical experimentation we're doing for these several generations. But anyway, I want everyone to know that I am the director of Vaccination Liberation. My name is Ingrid Castle. I'm going to be your hostess. You can go to our website at vaccinetruth.com. And Chad Rolfson, he has a fabulous website. He got the domain vaccine911.com. And I love this domain. Of course, it has the double entendre. You know, we think of 911 now as September 11th, 2001 has kind of been synonymous with 911. But it's also, you know, the emergency number. And vaccination education really at this point in time is an emergency, and you better take a look at his fabulous website. He is still building it, but it promises. It already has a great template. There's a lot of fabulous information there, and I want to encourage people to go there. That's vaccine911.com. So anyway, after we take a break, I'm going to go ahead and bring up Dr. Chad Rolfson. He also, I want to mention that he sends out his presentation. I mean, after doing this for a couple of years, he decided to memorialize his fabulous presentation onto a DVD that he inserts in a 45-page booklet put out by Dr. Ted Koren called Childhood Vaccination, Questions and Answers. And there's 18 real basic questions that he encourages parents to ask, and we're going to go through some of them. A lot of the stuff is on his fabulous presentation, but it's great that he has, you know, the hard copy booklet that summarizes some of these facts with references for further reading that you can go to in the back of the booklet, and it's extremely user-friendly. So if people just want to get the summary of the arguments and they want to know what they need to, you know, nail their pediatrician about regarding vaccines for their little ones, they really should get this fabulous presentation. So you go to 911.com. I mean, I'm sorry, vaccine911.com, and for $20, you got the basic education on vaccines that you're going to need for your loved ones and your family. So, anyway, we are on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and so stay tuned for Dr. Chad Rolfson, our guest today, for the second hour of The American Activist.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The American Activist. My name is Ingrid Castle, your hostess of the program, The Last Hour of the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our guest, Dr. Chad Rolfson, who produced an excellent DVD presentation called Childhood Vaccination, Questions All Parents Should Ask, is our guest. So welcome to the American Activist.
Thanks, Ingrid. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Right. No, you did just such a fabulous job, and I always have to ask the question because I feel that our country is in crisis in so many aspects, and usually people focus on a particular area of activism from personal experience, and I want you to share a little bit with our listeners why this particular topic you felt was so important that you needed to put out your presentation in an easily accessible format, you know, a DVD with a booklet, and that you got the domain. I mean, what inspired you to go this, you know, this step?
Yeah, sometimes I ask myself that every day. It really is a black cover over all our understanding about what it is vaccination actually does. People think that vaccination is immunization. That's not necessarily true. They don't understand what's in a vaccine. And what really sparked my interest was sitting in class in chiropractic college, where we had public health, immunology, and microbiology, and listening to these instructors, and these instructors were giving me just the positives. And any time I hear just one side of the story, I become skeptical, and I like a different perspective. And being unvaccinated myself, I started asking questions. And those questions are reiterated in this DVD that I put together. Mm-hmm. And it really puts a different perspective when you can start asking the right questions and seeing how they can't be answered. The questions that we've put together really have no answer and lead you to a conclusion that, well, there is no science based that supports vaccination. It's all relatively it's a mindset set from fear rather than anything
right.
else.
So we call it a religion, but what would that question be? I mean, certainly we like to think, well, there's some science behind that. So the mm-hmm. scientific method as applied to vaccination, where does that fail? Or certainly there's controls that vaccines are administered to a control group.
Actually, a lot less than you think.
Well, yeah, let's
yeah.
not talk about that.
No
most
kidding.
Most people like to think, well, geez, you know, certainly there's a control of a population of unvaccinated children compared to a population of vaccinated children. And, you know, what, you know, where is that study, you know, that we can access?
Those studies are in existence, but they don't show you what the vaccine manufacturers would like you to see. So we don't necessarily hear about them in the media. And one of the number one questions are vaccinated children healthier than non-vaccinated? And where are the peer-reviewed studies that prove this fact? And, well, realistically, there's none out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's none out there. There's actually more studies that show more asthma, more atopic illnesses,
mm-hmm.
Attention deficit disorders with vaccinated children than non-vaccinated.
Well, like there's a famous study that they used to disprove an association between the MMR vaccine and the subsequent development of leaky gut syndrome and autism
mm-hmm.
From Madsen and the Netherlands. But anyway, that whole control was skewed. I mean, you know, they eliminate any children that have initial adverse reactions from the study.
And, right.
You know,
yeah, and it's
all
not
really
perfectly healthy children that get
right.
the vaccinations. Preemies get the vaccinations. Sickly
right.
children get the vaccinations.
Right.
So it's not an honest outlook.
Right. In fact, I mean, even with the Gardasil vaccine, it's only being tested on really healthy teenage girls. And then, you know, they're not followed. What, the study lasted 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the development of cervical
study.
Cancer is generally in women in their late 40s and 50s.
Right.
Oh.
Goodness.
Well, it kind of goes on and on. Well, there's, you know, this booklet. I really like this booklet. Is, you know, because, you know, most people know that the Idaho Observer and Don and Ingrid, we specialize in what we call counter-propaganda. So we like print media.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we have TV or video presentations, you know, it occupies all our senses. And you generally assimilate you know, a lot through reading,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like, you know, plus you have that documentation, you have that stuff you can immediately go back to, so I love that you put this into the booklet, and you cover many of these questions. There's 18 basic questions that you have out there, and a couple of them I really like. Do the benefits outweigh the risks? I mean, this is what we're told all the time.
Yep.
Well, do they?
You'll always get somebody on the nightly news with their coat and tie and an authoritative figure saying, well, the risks are there, but they're you know, they're very small, and the benefits far outweigh the risk, and it's a really cute statement. The only thing is the poor doctor has no documentation to back it up. But it sounds really good. It's a great soundbite.
Right.
But, you know, and I'm standing on the shoulders of those before me, and the booklet itself is from Dr. Ted Koren,
mm-hmm.
and he came up with the questions that I was asking in school, which was – you know, they're ingenious questions because they can ensnare a pediatrician into a trap where they can't, you know, they can't escape except
right.
for the truth and discovery.
Right.
So, yeah, it's.
I mean, if you ask them, well, what exactly are these benefits?
Yeah, exactly. Well, then they start saying, well, you don't see any polio, do you? You don't see any widespread measles outbreaks. Well, you still see measles outbreaks. You see them in 100% vaccinated populations. You see pertussis breakouts.
Mm-hmm.
You see these things happening in 100% vaccinated populations, and they utilize the absence of something like polio,
mm-hmm.
which has more to do with the pesticide DDT, from my understanding, than it actually does with the polio virus.
Mm-hmm.
So what's ended up happening is any good scientist will tell you that you cannot prove a negative.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to say, because of the absence of this, this must work. And
right.
that's not necessarily true, because that would be true for everything, like the bubonic plague. It would be true for scarlet fever or typhoid fever. We've had major killers go through epidemic ramps through the population, and they had no vaccines with them, but we don't necessarily have to vaccinate against them now.
Right.
So,
and then, you know, people really don't understand how people lived back then. I mean, they threw their sewage right in the
street. In the street, had, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, they were walking through feces.
Right.
And then, I mean, I actually went to India, and there's no toilet paper there. You know, they just, the left hand is used specifically for wiping number two. They do food preparation, you know, and that
right.
leads to dysentery and other things, you know. So fecal matter was not contained properly in years past, and they didn't understand the value of fresh fruits and vegetables. They didn't have refrigeration.
Right.
You know, and in England, they bubbled and boiled their food to death. You know, everyone
yep.
remembers the nursery rhyme, you know, peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the hot 9 days old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just had literally this kettle over the fire, and they just kept adding to it,
yep.
you know. And, you know, things were just boiled to death. They didn't bathe regularly.
Right. And was it the World Health Organization just a couple months ago that said the greatest medical advancement ever was just sanitation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Running water, running,
right.
you know, sewage canals and everything like that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we don't live like we did back in, you know, the early 1900s and sooner. Are sooner than that. So we're living a different society, and we're basing a false premise on the fact that, well, vaccines make us safe and healthy, and it's just not true.
Right. And I'm glad you brought up polio. I would encourage people to do some research on polio. We have the most extensive polio index at VacLib.org. That is our main website, Vaccination Liberation, VACLIB.org for organization. But we have a polio index that has links to all kinds of websites, and it's absolutely fascinating. Jim West has really nailed down the information connecting DDT and processed foods to the polio epidemic. And at the time, it was 1 in 1,000. You know, so it's certainly not like what we're seeing with cancer today,
right.
where it's 1 in 3 are getting cancer and they're expecting 1 in 2, and it's certainly incredibly high, the cancer. You know, we talk about, you know, in naturopathy and even in chiropractic school, I'm sure you were taught that the health of the bloodstream is absolutely essential for the health of the body. You know, I mean, you want to have a clean bloodstream, and we're pumping this stuff right into our lymphatic system and blood.
Or overloading the filtering systems, too.
Yeah, and this can lead to cancer. I mean, cancer is basically an overwhelmed liver and a toxic digestive system as a result. The liver filters the blood. It can't filter all these poisons.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
well,
so, I mean, if you want
the medical
cancer,
physiology
you're going to do
textbooks,
vaccines, right?
the medical physiology textbooks understand that, you know, cancer is a normal occurrence in the body. I mean, you can't duplicate billions and billions and billions of cells without there being a couple aberrant ones here and there.
Right.
And so those are basically cancer cells, and your immune system should be working properly enough to, you know, overtake the cancerous cells.
Mm-hmm.
In some people, that doesn't happen. Then you get a tumor that develops. You get something
right.
that overwhelms the immune system.
Right. Right.
So in the chiropractic philosophy, you're looking at the nervous system supremacy to oversee the bodily processes.
Yes.
And correcting that process.
Right. Well, we're coming up on a break. Wow, that happened really fast. You're listening to Dr. Chad Rolfson, a chiropractor in Iowa. And I'm your hostess, Ingrid Castle. I'm the American Activist on the Republic Broadcast Network. So please stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the American Activist Hour. You're listening to Dr. Chad Rolfson, a chiropractor in Iowa, who has produced an excellent DVD presentation, Childhood Vaccinations. What all parents should ask, or questions all parents should ask. Anyway, please go to his website, vaccine911.com. It just has a wealth of really important information. But, Chad, I really want to ask you something that you brought up in the tape, because it's so great, the two-hour presentation, because you were able to pepper it with a lot of your own personal experience with your family. And I really love the story of, you know, the mumps. You had mumps as a child. My gosh, you know.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that's addressed is, are there benefits to having an acute disease?
Yes, there are, because now I'm permanently immune from the mumps. If I catch it now as an adult, there's a chance of sterility. So compared to if you catch it when you're a child. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason that they call them childhood diseases, and that's because never before in your life or never during your life will your nervous system be so active and able to coordinate your bodily function as when you're a child. And then that's when these when a childhood disease is introduced to you, that's when your body's best able to adapt and overcome and become stronger because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we need to understand, because if you, like the chicken pox, you know, nobody would ever look at the chicken pox as being a deadly disease, although
right.
they make you think of now that they got the vaccine for it, which is not effective. What ends up happening is if you catch chickenpox as an adult rather than as a kid, you have a 27 times more likely chance of dying because of you catching it as an adult versus as a child. So people don't understand that these disease processes are meant to prime and build the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And the immune system has to be looked upon just like you would the muscular system. And the only way to go and build a strong muscular system is to work out,
right.
you know, and pump iron. Well, the same thing has to happen with the immune system. It needs to be challenged. It needs to be challenged on a daily basis so it can become stronger and stronger and conquer those things that might harm us.
Right. And, actually, there's a lot of viewpoints. Some people say, well, it's not a system. We actually should call it immune function because it involves the coordination of the nervous system.
Oh, yeah.
The eliminative system, you know, it's all these other systems.
Yep.
So, you know, it's actually people that get their PhDs in immunology, we've asked them, well, tell us, how does it work? And they actually don't know.
Yep.
And that's why the whole vaccine program that we're promoting is a huge mass medical experimentation on the masses and actually leads to a lifetime of illness.
Yeah. The thing that was really interesting to me is before I got into chiropractic school, this is about 15 years ago, they said, chiropractors are crazy because there's no connection, anatomical connection between the nervous system and the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
When I got into school, then they said, oh, bright discoveries. They've discovered the first connections into the nervous system from
mm-hmm.
to the immune system.
Right.
And then as I went through school, as I almost ready to graduate, they said, well, it's intricately embedded.
Yes.
And now
they're
calling the immune system the circulating nervous system.
Right.
So it is a control and coordinated effect of all the bodily systems
right.
that work together. You're right.
Well, yeah, it's so complex that no one's really able to totally understand it. But we do understand that the injection of some of these vaccine ingredients into a healthy body, it can in no way make the body healthier.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just an impossibility. It defies logic. And so anyway, I wanted to also, here we talked about chickenpox. Remind people, a couple weeks ago I had a Dr. Gary Goldman on, and he wrote a book about chickenpox and the subsequent shingles epidemic that can result from mass chickenpox vaccination. And I'll never forget when they first started bringing up this chickenpox vaccine, I was hearing stories of people that were around children. It's a live virus vaccine, but they're around children that were recently vaccinated with the varicella vaccine, and they were getting chickenpox as an adult, even though they already got it as a child,
because the
virus in the vaccine, it was a different strain, and it mutates. And
it's
so here
a stronger
adults,
strain.
Right.
You think they'd learn from the mess that they caused with antibiotics. There's
right.
very few antibiotics that work nowadays, and now you're getting antibiotic resistance, and over 100,000 people die per year because of hospital-acquired infections that are not good, are not treatable by antibiotics.
Well, we actually are pretty down on antibiotics, because, break it down, antibiotic, that's
anti-life.
And so, if you're into any kind of natural healing at all, you want to enhance the body systems and bring life to it. And that's oxygenation, hydration, raw organic fresh fruits and vegetables. All of these things enhance the body's own immune function.
Yep. Life is about expression, not suppression.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I do have to admit I just got a call this morning really early from someone on the East Coast. They're dealing with their wife who is going through cancer therapy at Johns Hopkins University, and they're looking at, you know, doing an alternative. But anyway, I mean, it's quite frightening, you know, because it's a whole different approach than we would do in
astrology
and chiropractic. But anyway, please stay tuned. You're listening to The American Activist on Republic Broadcasting Network, and our guest is Dr. Chad Wolfson.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
American Activist. As I said, my name is Ingrid Castle, your hostess, with Dr. Chad Rolfson as our guest. I want to mention I'm going to take calls in another 8 minutes or so. So if anyone wants to call in and ask Dr. Chad a question, go ahead and do that. The number is 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And again, Chad's website is vaccine911.com, a great additional resource to vaccine truth out there. So thank you so much for being on our show and doing this really fabulous work, because I just love your presentation. It's so warm and user-friendly, and you just pepper it with great, you know, personal additional information that, you know, everyone just really enjoys, you know, at least, well, at least Dawn and I did.
Thank you very much. You know what? The DVD is selling quite nicely. So I just had a shipment go off to West Ghana, Africa.
Oh,
so that was really interesting, and I've had a lot of shipments go off to the United Kingdom as well.
Great. In fact, I am always so concerned about the African nation being, you know, bombarded by the World Health Organization to get these shots, and they just keep skewing these statistics. And, you know, we dump our pesticides and chemicals over there. DDT that was banned in this country was dumped in Africa. And, you know, we keep doing these things that are literally poisoning the people and the land.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly can lead to epidemics of all kinds of diseases. And that's the thing that we've changed, the whole pattern of these. They generally move cyclically. You know, the bubonic plague.
The
bubonic plague. But, you know, and then we have scarlet fever and, you know, the typhoid and diphtheria. You find that these are cyclical. But we have a whole new a disease thing that's happening in our world today, just from all the chemical poisoning, the depleted uranium, the radiation from the cell towers. We have genetically modified crops, and, you know, this is leading to a whole different type of disease epidemic that we're seeing all over the world.
Yeah, I'd agree, especially if you have a immune system that's depleted, an immunocompromised person that's not fed the proper nutrition or something. That's where you're going to have the real problems.
Right.
And that's what happens. That's their theory is behind vaccination, is these people don't have proper nutrition. They don't have proper health care. They need these vaccines. Well, you know, they're just as much at risk from developing a disease process while getting the vaccine because they're immunocompromised, because their body can't handle the toxins that you put into the body.
Right.
And it doesn't happen through a natural, passive way. It happens directly injected into their bloodstream, where those pathogens and also those toxic chemicals have direct access to the organ systems.
Right. Things like aluminum and mercury.
Which passes, the aluminum is really interesting because it passes the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. And what does aluminum do in an oxygen-rich environment? It oxidizes.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the amazing things that I've understood about Alzheimer's disease is, do you remember about 10, 15 years ago where there was a big scare about aluminum cookware?
Yes.
Soda cans, having lined soda cans and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the substantia nigra, nuclei in the brain, there's with autopsy on Alzheimer's patients, they find one thing consistent, an accumulation of aluminum within the substantia nigra of the brain.
Yep.
And what's more realistic, ingesting some aluminum, having it pass through your alimentary canal, or it being directly injected into your bloodstream?
Right.
And oxidizing and going through the blood-brain barrier.
Right.
Amazing.
Yeah, in fact, there was the Canadian, gosh, I can't believe I'm slipping on his name, but he did some research showing that if you have a flu vaccine, three or more during one decade, you substantially increase your chance of getting Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, yep. Yep, that's Hugh Fudenberg.
That's
and he,
right.
He has published over, you know, 80 or 90 different peer-reviewed scientific articles, and he's one of the most quoted scientists of our time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nobody pays attention to this stuff that he's saying. So
right. So when we often really consider anyone that's been questioning the vaccine paradigm, that we're actually trading these acute childhood illnesses for chronic debilitating illnesses later on, and we certainly have a chronically ill population right now. I think both you and I have talked about this, where it's very noticeable children today who are not vaccinated versus ones that are, because not only has the schedule increased, but It's just so clear that their neurological development has been impaired.
Mm-hmm.
They're chronically ill. They have ear infections. I mean, it's you know, it's very pronounced, the difference between a vaccinated child and an unvaccinated child.
Well, most people think that a vaccine injury is just maybe a little rash that the, that the pediatrician told them to expect, and that happens, so that's not a big thing. But also, in the back of their mind, they know that vaccine injury is basically it could cause death or retardation. They've heard that somewhere in the back of their mind. But nobody thinks of the in-between. And biological systems work in a bell curve fashion. So it's not realistic to think that you're going to have an all or none response or very minimal response. Most of the reactions are going to happen somewhere in the middle. You know, some kids get A's, or a few kids get A's, more kids get B's, most of the kids get C's, you know, D's and F's, where that in a vaccine injury fashion, that's there's no injury, there's subclinical injury, there is probably asthma, diabetes, which are listed on the package inserts. The D's are retarded, and the F's die.
Right.
You know, it,
well, this is so, you know, that's my favorite illustration is when we have on our website. It's from Michael P. Wright in Oklahoma, and he submitted the whole bell curve of vaccinations to us in an article, and he quotes from the CDC proving that they are literally experimenting on us. He has great quotes, but you know, that's what we we've used this illustration a lot in presentations where it's the bell curve, and the minor reaction is generally redness, swelling of the side, a little bit of an elevated temperature.
Yep.
The other extreme is permanent disability and death. And but what's under the hump? You know, we have you know, autism. I mean, this is, you know, we're talking about the average reaction really is fairly serious, and that's what we're seeing, this explosion of autoimmune diseases. And what it was January 2004 with the autism alarm released by the CDC, they actually said one in six children have a behavioral disorder.
I know. It's amazing.
One in six. That's,
putting on
that's
black
shocking.
Box warning medications now, like Ritalin and Adderall and whatnot. The thing is, when you inject something into the bloodstream like this, there is a difference between the bloodstream that's running through your body versus the bloodstream that's running through your brain, because it's highly, highly filtered. And when you inject something into your regular bloodstream, your nervous system understands this, and it starts an alarm stage. So it thinks that you're actually being invaded by the real pathology. So what it does is it starts sending a cascade of reactions, neurological reactions, that are not necessarily true of what's going on with the body.
Right.
And so then that's why you get the autoimmune diseases, and you get the overreaction, and you get the autism. Autism was, you know, mainly looked upon as a mercury related subject, but no, it's the brain going into a massive immune system pull to, you know, to try to counteract what's happening to the body.
Right. Well, the first case actually was diagnosed after they released the live measles vaccine before MMR. So that was that whole connection that Andrew Wakefield noticed, is that all of these autistic kids had the live measles you know, virus in their gut, causing this leaky gut syndrome, and it happened to be the exact same strain that was in the MMR vaccine.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, see, in the 50s, when they first were diagnosing autism, they attributed to what they called refrigerator moms. Well, this is before public health was, and our government was financing vaccine programs.
Right.
Only the wealthy could afford it. So it was only these wealthy kids that were all of a sudden having this, so they figured, oh, well, these, you know, moms, you know, they're just spoiled, you know, brats or whatever, you know, that they have plenty of money, but their kids are screwed up, so they just, you know,
they could afford the, quote, health care.
It's really amazing.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, with Dr. Bernard Rimland's work and many other people, they've, you know, shot down the whole refrigerator cold mom, you know, theory, and realized this is a biochemical reaction to an assault that started with these live virus vaccines. And now we have, you know, the mercury connection, the aluminum connection, environmental toxins, and there's a, you know, quite a bit of research showing that autism, it actually just isn't vaccines, but there's a lot of other factors, or every person that gets a vaccine is going to develop autism. But there's, you know, what about aspartame? Yep. You know, consumption during pregnancy, that's a huge factor.
Yep.
Mercury amalgams.
You know, Diet Coke is healthy, right?
Yeah, right.
Never mind that it breaks into three chemical compounds that are pretty nasty.
Yeah, but what are those three chemical compounds?
I believe it's methanol, formic acid, and formaldehyde.
That's right.
Yep. So you're getting embalmed dead fluid tissue, and you're getting an alcohol that causes blindness, and then you're getting the stinging ant venom.
That's right. No, it's a serious poison that many people are literally addicted to, and we have the Artificially Sweetened Times, the 2004 edition, posted at VacLib.org. And I get feedback periodically from people that really just didn't know. And about, you know, there's maybe, you know, this one woman anyhow, she said like 13 days she quit taking it after reading that. And she noticed an incredible improvement in her health.
Yep.
Just 13 days of quitting diet soda.
Yep. The body can heal itself. You just need to give it a chance and get rid of the interference.
Right.
And that's why I love the chiropractic profession so much, because they get rid of the interference. And you know what, though? My profession is guilty for not speaking up. You know, and I think we've been hit so hard in the past by the medical monopoly of you know, quack here, quack there. Well, you know what? It's put my profession in a position where, oh, we better not say anything because the public might get, you know, suspicious. But, you know, what I found out is that if you can utilize your opponent's own strength against them, naming their research, you know, it doesn't matter what I say. It's what they're saying. They're destroying themselves.
Right.
So.
And I totally agree with you. I love when you say, you know, I feel that we as chiropractors go on the offense.
Oh,
and
totally.
That's the way we felt too. It's like I had to change the saying on our website, you know, that, you know, you need to look at this information to make an informed choice regarding vaccinations. Well, I thought, my gosh, these guys are so outlandish. They're literally poisoning a whole generation.
Yep.
And we say, make the only informed choice, because you know, really there is only one informed choice, and that is avoidance and refusal. Because unless you have looked at all the information out there, you know, you could make a decision to go ahead and vaccinate your children just by not understanding how the body works.
Right, and that's how, you know, 99.9% of the people make their decisions, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
they rely on experts rather than actually doing a little research on their own.
Yes, the experts that gave them the antibiotics over and over again expecting a different result. Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Yes,
yeah.
It certainly is.
You know,
well,
Einstein said that.
I want to go ahead and put out the caller line, because I know there are several people listening that I'm sure you have a specific question for Dr. Rolfson, who is the father of three beautiful children.
Actually,
which I believe a fourth on the way, right?
No, we got four. I've got the five-month-old in the same room with me. Isn't he being so beautiful and quiet?
Oh, wow. So you do have four now. Congratulations. I remember, well, when you did the presentation, I remember seeing the picture of the three beautiful children.
Yeah. I got to update it.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, the number is 800-313-9443 if you have a question for Dr. Chad Rolfson. And his website is vaccine911.com. And it's a real privilege having Dr. Chad Rolfson with us today, because there's not that many adults and parents out there that have escaped vaccines themselves as they were growing up. I happen to be one of them. Actually, I've had a couple accidental vaccines, but my sister's in her 50s, and she's never had a vaccine. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was never given vaccines. Her father was a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, Chad is part of a little club we have. Wow, you escaped that assault. Congratulations.
You know what? My sister is the one that didn't escape the assault, because they vaccinated her without parents' permission in school, and she's the one who has all the allergy problems.
Yep.
And amazing.
That is very, very common. We see that a lot. You know, these asthma and allergies. And, you know, it's well, you know, the way I explain it, I mean, I think everyone has a little bit of a different take, but I always say, you know, you're skewing your body's own
natural defense.
You know, well, it's like your differentiation between self and not self.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so here, you know, if you're going to be exposed to any of these poisons or toxins or, you know, viral components, you know, pathogens, you are exposed through your airways, through your skin.
Yep.
But this is being injected right in.
Yep. You have a first line of defense.
Right.
Yep. That's being overlooked.
Exactly. I mean, you're skewing that whole differentiation between self and not self. And so your body literally starts storing toxins that it would normally react to with diarrhea or throwing up or, you know, trying to quickly expel it out of your system. But now we're actually creating a reservoir in our body for storing these things that would normally reject.
Yep.
That's just a simple way I explain it, because I'm seeing, you know, that is the whole thing that leads to so much illness today, is people are hypersensitive to things that they shouldn't be. My gosh, bee pollen and...
Yep. It's amazing. You see the reactions. And what is it? 1 in 5 children now have asthma. And what is it? 12 people die a day from asthma. If that isn't a scary epidemic, I don't know what is.
Right.
You know, and it's more of an immune system reaction than it is with just a respiratory system. It's actually an immune response.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, one of the things I do in my column, several people know, in the Idaho Observer, I have a column called Back to Basics, and I try to teach people some real basics of how the body systems work and what we can do to recover health. Even if you have been vaccinated, there are definite things you can do to recover your health. And what I've been writing about is the liver, the importance of the liver and the gallbladder,
mm-hmm.
and keeping that healthy, because that is the filter of your blood, and that is a key to immune function. And if you have a clean liver and your gallbladder is functioning up to par, you've cleaned out your colon, your digestive tract is working well, you will not have allergies or asthma.
That's
you can
true.
Recover from those things. So it's really important that we understand how our body systems work. But you're listening to Dr. Chad Rolfson on The American Activist. And please stay tuned and call 800-313-9443 if you have a question for the last 10 minutes of the program.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Just a few minutes left of the program, and we have Alan in Texas. Welcome to the American Activist, Alan.
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to get this website. You say it's Vaccine911?
Yeah, just the numerals, 911, and it's vaccinesingular.com.
Vaccine911.com.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I was trying before, and it was not coming up. Let's see. Let me try it again. Ah, there it is. Okay, I guess I spelled something wrong. Okay, very good.
Oh, okay. Good. Do you have a question, sir?
Show.
Do you have a question?
No, I came in a little bit late, so I'm going to just get on your website and get educated.
Oh, good. Yeah, please do. And you can get he has a lot of stuff. He's still building his website. So you can also go to vaccinetruth.com. That's a networking site. And, vaclib.org, there's a lot of information, and I just really encourage you to do that. This is so important to protect our right to abstain from medical experimentation. Most people don't even know that, you know, the Nuremberg trials, 9 out of the 12 things that they're experimenting on, these prisoners, were vaccines.
Yeah.
It's part of the whole medical experimentation. And so actually what they're doing today with, you know, continually increasing this vaccine program is a violation of international law.
Yeah, well, and one of the reasons so many people are keeping their kids out of public schools is because of the requirement for vaccines.
Yeah, there's exemptions, though. And you have to just know your state's law when it comes to the exemptions available.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Texas, and we don't have many exemptions here, I don't think.
Actually, yep. Dawn Richardson has worked 6 years. She's with PROVE. You can go to her website, vaccineinfo.net. And,
okay.
No, she has a philosophical exemption for Texans.
Awesome.
And that
okay.
She worked 6 years to push that through, and I really encourage all Texans to go to vaccineinfo.net. Support Dawn Richardson with parents requesting open vaccine education. That's PROVE.
Okay, and that's on vaccineinfo.com?
Vaccineinfo.net.
.net, okay,
that's
very
Dawn
good.
Dawn Richardson's website, and she really put up a good fight to overturn this Gardasil vaccine mandate. Now, she really is powerhouse.
We've got a crazy governor and crazy legislature down here. Although, on a totally different subject, it looks like we are going to at least stall the Texas highway, superhighway thing. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So
he's not going to veto that. I think there was an overthrow.
I don't know that he has enough votes to veto it.
Yeah, I think there were 2/3. He can't do it if there's over 2/3 of legislators.
As of Friday, it looked pretty good.
Good. Well,
okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Alan. Really appreciate your call. So, is there any other callers? Or actually, we are pretty much at the top of the hour, really close.
Yeah, fast.
No more callers. Okay, well, do you have some closing remarks you want to share with our listeners, Chad?
This is a very, very hazy subject, and people, it's driven by fear. So, the reason I put the DVD together is because I understand by doing lectures that most of the people had tons of questions afterwards. What you didn't see on that DVD is about an hour's worth of questions. I invited the Iowa Medical Society there and the DHS there as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was very, very interesting. So.
Well, Chad, we are at the end of the hour. Please go to his website. You can also email Chad off his website, Dr. Chad Rolfson. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The American Activist, and we are on the Republic Broadcasting Network every Saturday morning.